That was something. That was Going Out West by Tom Waits. Woohoo. Oh, Tori Amos is next too. Oh well, turning automation off. Moving on. We are here. Welcome, folks. This is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Believe it or not, that sign was covered. So I did that from memory. Yeah, pretty impressive, I know. I memorized the whole thing. Hi, wow, sorry, I'm a little frazzled. I kind of moved a little bit quickly to try and get over here on time because my Baldur's Gate session ran a little late. We beat the game, feels great, right? But then at the end of the game, there's like a 25-minute cutscene, and we were like, do we cut it or do we like watch it through? Because like we only do this once a week and like we're all here, but like Diego has to go, and it was just a whole mess. But we did fight God and win, so that was pretty cool. Moving on from that, though, I have finally connected to the internet. While I log in, what should we get started with while I log in? We've got all kinds of stuff to play today. We got two new albums I want to talk about for a little bit, some new recs. Maybe, what if we did something crazy? What if we played some tempo? Yeah, okay, I did volunteer show, so I did get some of my tempo energy out. But Tempo came out since, I think, since my last show. Yeah, right? When was my last show? Or since, I'm on to things. So I really like this mixtape or album or whatever. They're calling it a mixtape. I think it is fun to call it that. All the songs are pretty short except for You Don't Know How, which is like a lot longer, but it's like a bit more of like an ambience one. And same thing with Into You. But rest of the tracks, just like pretty short ideas, really concise and really, really good. I'm digging this one a lot. There's like, I don't know, Wave Dash has always had a really good grasp on like, there's three people in the group, and it feels like their style is definitely like they each have their own little gimmick that they're like putting into the songs. Like their tracks are very robust and they're very tight, and like you'll notice that like a lot of their sound design is like very, not like glitchy, but like it has a lot of sudden stops and starts, but it's very continuous at the same time. I don't know, it's very interesting. But maybe while I'm getting ready, we can play one of the tracks that didn't come out early. So All Your Love, Had to Go, and Be All Right were three like single releases from this album. The rest of it's really good. It's like 36 minutes long. Definitely check it out. Let's do a more regular one for now, and then I'll go into one that I really want to talk about. So let's just do Be With You for now. This is a pretty good track. And let me make sure that I have all this stuff set up on the first try so I don't mess it up like I usually do. Here we go. Be With You by Wave Dash. Oh yeah. This one's a groove. We'll be right back. killer track. I love that bass line so much. I'm going to add it right now to a playlist that I've been making that's just about, like, some nice bass lines and kind of, like, that whole future funk vibe, like music from the future back when the present was still the future, but now it's the past kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about, and you don't know what I'm talking about. Let's try that over again. I had a really clever line for it. Funk from the future when the future was still the past. There we go. I don't really know what that means, but here we are. But yeah, I like that kind of stuff. Like Macross 8299, Lord Phobos from Twerp. He kind of does some stuff like that too. Very fun. So check that out. Yeah, I very much like this album. We're going to go right into another one from this album because, like, you know, while we're here. This is Sky Falling. It is a collab with Flux Pavilion, which is sick. It's really sick to see Flux Pavilion, like, collabing with all of these artists. Like, Flux Pavilion's, like, really, really popular and has been, like, in the game for a long time. And, like, doing collabs with, like, Eliminate and Wave Dash and stuff is, like, really cool. Because I think Wave Dash is definitely more, like, in line with Flux Pavilion. Like, it's still kind of a stretch, but, like, Eliminate was really, that was a curveball for sure. And those tracks have been killing it. So, very fun. But, yeah, there's also an Onomatoguchi collab on this album, which is really fun if you're into those guys. I'm assuming if you like Flux Pavilion, you're kind of into the Onomatoguchi wave too. But, yeah, and then it also has vocals from Mish, who is also on Dawn, which is the Flux Pavilion collab with Eliminate. So I guess Mish and Flux Pavilion must be kind of like they must collab together sometimes. Or often, I should say. Okay, coming up then, we've got Sky Falling. I love the, like, lead synth in this. It's just, like, so powerful. Like, it has so much, like, texture in it. It's so good. So keep your eye out for that. And reminder, if you, like, are one of my homies and you, like, want something on the air, shoot me a text. Go in the DJ chat, whatever. We've got 2 hours this time. The next show is gone. Let me try that again. Next show has work, so they couldn't make it. So I volunteered. So we've got 2 hours tonight, lots of music. Let's get into it with Sky Falling, Wave Dash, Flux Pavilion, vocals by Mish. We'll be right back.
to get back.
We gotta keep this groove going, because, okay, I'm texting my housemate, my former housemate. my mom's always rooted for him. I'm no longer calling him my ex-housemate. But anyway, we have no bad blood. He's always been a former. I just always choose the wrong adjective for these things. I also throw actually in front of sentences that they do not need to be present in. So when someone shows me something that they're super proud of, I'll be like, wow, that's actually really cool. And they're like, what the heck was that about? Anyway, but he was like, it's been a little bit of a rough week, and like, you're 2 for 2 so far on the set, and it's going hard. I'm like, dude, I was feeling the same thing. I had a kind of a crappy day yesterday, I'm not gonna lie, and the day before it. This is a kind of a rough week for me canonically, but like, especially this one was just like, lots of gross stuff in like therapy, and like social stuff has been really annoying lately, and like work today was just really frustrating. I just like basically fully confirmed that I'm just not being utilized at work at all, and like that's not my fault, but it doesn't really make you feel great to like show up for 8 hours and like not even really be able to give your 75% that you're willing to give, you know. But it is what it is. We are going to dismiss all of the bad vibes with a lot of aggressive music, but also with this Wave Dash album, because it's sick. This is super fun. I'm loving it. Wave Dash is also doing a super sick like campaign for this. They're doing a tour, I should call it. But like on the tour, at all of their shows, when you enter, they're giving you a sticker that says like, be here, I think. Let's see. Wave Dash sticker. Tour. They made a little post about it. Yeah, so they've got a little sticker that says WMFO, please load. Come on. Social media ? No thanks. And it's got the little tempo face on it. And you put the sticker over your phone camera, and they're like, we don't want this to be a concert. We don't want this to be like a social event. Like, we just want it to be like a party. We want to come and like, I know that sounds like a party, or like a social event is like a party, but like they just want it to be like dancing and good vibes, and like not about like, oh, I was here to see Wave Dash kind of thing. It's like they just want to party with you, and they're like joining the crowd and stuff and just like having a good time. And this is like absolutely the mixtape for it. I can tell that they would have had a ton of fun with that, especially like Had to Go into Be With You is like super fun, like a 1-2 punch there, and like really nice dancing bass lines and stuff. This next one I'm about to play is the one that I want to hear live the most. I think like some of these would go crazy live, and I would love to just like scream the lyrics to like Be All Right and Sky Falling and stuff. But this one has like some really nice, you'll know. It's got like hard style in it and everything. It's got all the energy, all the rave energy, and I'm here for it, because I have acknowledged that I really enjoy that kind of like techie rave music a lot. This one's really great. I played it on the show that I volunteered for, because I just wanted to hear it on the speakers. And I made the mistake of not, like, you know, trying to totally blow the speakers, because it was like 9 in the morning. So, okay, it was 11, I think. So I did just kind of like play it at regularly super loud. Now I'm going to try and like lose my hearing. So this is going to be It's Strange from the same album. You'll notice as well that like these, like some of the tracks are kind of similar, but like between Be With You to Sky Falling, those tracks were very different in energy. One thing that I really like about this album, if you read it, I'll just read all the titles, you'll see kind of the vibe of it, but All Your Love, Had to Go, Be With You, If We Go, Be All Right, You Don't Know How, and then the line is How I Feel, Sky Falling, It's Strange, She, Stutter, Into You, and Coming Out Hot. And it's, I think like each of these songs kind of really does it. I'm really into this vibe lately. We'll talk about it in the I Feature album, as well as the Zhu album that I want to talk about. There's this cool vibe where people are like trying to associate sounds with emotions, or like noise with emotions. And so like when you're listening to these tracks, like take into consideration the title. I will say for It's Strange, like definitely not. This one is just like, it's kind of strange. But like I had it, like Had to Go has this kind of like resolute feeling that is like mimicking the lyrics of the of the track, as well as like the sky falling has like this very like back and forth, and the drop itself has very like prominent melodic part and then like a drilly response. And so I think Tempo, this iFeature album called Forbidden, which is all about forbidden emotions and stuff, and Zhu's album Grace, which is crazy. It's really fun how they're like tying in. It's like not using lyrics to still get the emotions across, but also not relying strictly on like chord progressions or like timbres of sounds and stuff, but like really focusing on like the sound design process to try and get those like resonances out. Maybe it's just me who's feeling these things, and maybe I just like listened to it enough and attributed my own emotions to them, but I feel like they kind of capture it pretty well. Anyway, I've been talking for way too long. We need jams. Let's get It's Strange, and then I'll shut my yap for a little bit. We can just play some music. Here's It's Strange. Oh, I can't wait, dude. It's so good. God, there is a non-zero chance I'm just going to play that one again at some point tonight. Okay, probably not. But it's so good. Like, that kick drum is so fat. It is so thick. It begs you to just, like, pound your fist in the air and, like, jam to it. At least it did for me. I love that song a lot. Also, I was so wrong. The structure of that song totally mimics, like, the emotions of the, like, don't you know the truth thing. Is like, this very volatile build-up is getting in there, and then when it gets to the drop, it's just, like, pure, like, chaos and sheer energy and stuff, and it's like, oh, it's good, it's good. I dig it. I'm loving the vibes of Tempo so much. I bought the little Tempo plushie. I'm so happy. It's going to do so much for my mental health. No, okay, probably not. But we're spending decent money on that too. That's for dang sure. Okay, sorry. I have so much to say about that. I'm learning how to be angry. It's very uncomfortable. I have to, like, my therapist, like, keeps telling me I need to, like, learn how to be angry. And it's very difficult. But I'm trying to, like, choose things that, like, are very easy to get angry about. Because, like, I can get frustrated. And I like my housemates have definitely seen me like be mad at a game when it like lags or something. But I don't often get like impatiently angry with like people or systems or things like that. I love to be a hater for fun, but anyway, we're getting into this because I'm absolutely going to play the Kendrick. We have to play the Kendrick Lamar song. So we'll get into that. He's been my like number one teacher in anger and hate over this journey that I'm on. This journey to become a worse person. Okay, no, anger is really good. You should learn how to use it correctly. Gosh, what was I talking about? I just totally like brain farted completely. I was like, I'm so angry, and then that was it pretty much. I'm not even that angry right now. I was gonna say I'm angry about the American healthcare system, but yeah, we don't have to get into that because I might have to start like flagging the show for political content or something like that. While we're here, right? I mean, like, while we're already on the Wave Dash album, let's just play She. If this is the one I remember, I think it is because I've listened to this album like too much already. This one has a really nice kind of like ethereal like voice synth in it. And it's like, I don't know if it was popularized by River Boy. I don't think that's true, but it's very like much in line with River Boy's style, and he did the soundtrack for Cult of the Lamb. And like kind of shortly after the release of this game, or I would say shortly after in terms of like a year, there was like a lot more music coming out with this kind of like ethereal voice that I hadn't really heard in other tracks before, at least before I heard it from River Boy. So very interesting to kind of see like maybe it's not the influence, maybe it's just coincidence, but it kind of seems like this game's art influenced like a different art medium, which is really kind of cool. So check that one out here. Also, apologies, Ryan, the other ones are like really bangers. This one's more of just like a vibe if I recall correctly, but here we go. It's still pretty good though.
Shoot it back, shoot it back, shoot it back.
Oh, yeah. I'm so sad that this tour isn't coming to Boston, man. I totally would have snatched that up in an instant, even though I did just say, like, last show that I've spent an egregious amount of money on concert tickets. Having money's sick. Just, I mean, not to, like, flex. Sorry. I come from both sides of the story is all I'm saying. And, like, enabling myself to resources has been really nice. Money does not buy happiness, but it sure does, sure does pave the way, and if you can afford concert tickets on the way, that helps a lot too. love my full-time job, except for the part where I go to job full-time. But the alchemical equation from time into money isn't too bad, I would say. Appreciating that, and health insurance, I definitely, even with health insurance, like, it's so much, dude. And it's like I'm paying like more than I don't want to talk about that on air. We won't put a number on it, but like I've lived in homes for less than I'm living in my own head. It's like insane. That's not right. Like, just let me be a guy. Can't I just be like kind of silly? Okay, no. Anyway, we're doing much better too, by the way. It's all going towards good places, and I feel better than I've ever been, frankly. So that's really cool. Like, I can say that super confidently. But God, it's expensive. Hurts, dude. Anyway, money's cool. Let's play, speaking of therapy, let's play Lost My Mind. I don't know why, I was just kind of thinking of this song. I really like the, there's like a chop in the chorus where he's like, dun 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 dun. And for some reason that was just like stuck in my head, like on the ride home on the shuttle today, so I was like, screw it, we'll just play it on air. Can I say screw it on air? Who knows? Anyway, here is Lost My Mind by Inverness and William Bolton. It is not new. It is probably 4 years old, but I really like the bass line in it, and I've just been kind of digging some bass lines recently, trying to listen a little bit more intently or intentionally on them, and this one has a really great one. Inverness usually does, too, so if you like it, check out some of his other stuff. Here it goes.
Lost my mind. My friends all say I lost my mind, lost my mind. I keep talking about you all the time, all the time. I can't help but treat you like you're mine, like you're mine. Yeah, my friends all say I lost my mind, lost my mind. I keep talking about you. I'm so fucking mad, I know, yeah. 'Cause you're driving me insane. Don't you say I never told ya. Loving you is such a waste. Such a waste of my time. Such a waste of my life. Thanks for breaking my heart. And those feelings that we both had when I leaned in and you pulled back and you said that I can't have your love. My friends all say I lost my mind. Lost my mind. I keep talking about you all the time. Different since I met ya. All my friends, they say I've changed. And I've been trying to forget ya, yeah. But you've been stuck inside my brain. Such a waste of my time. Such a waste of my life. Thanks for breaking my heart. My friends all say I lost my mind. Lost my mind. I keep talking about you all the time. All the time. I can't help but treat you like you're mine. Like you're mine. Yeah, my friends all say I lost my mind. Lost my mind. My friends all say I lost my mind. I keep talking about you all the time, all the time. I can't help but treat you like you're mine, like you're mine. Yeah, my friends, I'll say I lost my mind, lost my mind. I keep talking about you all the time, all the time. I can't help but treat you like you're mine, like you're mine. Yeah, my friends, I'll say I lost my mind, lost my mind. My friends,
groove, dude. Such a nice bop. Also, that has such a nice, like, vocal swell at, like, what is it, 120, 45 seconds in? Really good. That was fun to just, like, let rip in the studio. I'm, like, trying to just, like, sing a lot more when I can because I want to work on my voice. I want to add vocals to... I want to work on my voice. I want to add vocals to my songs, and I want to say things, and singing is also really fun. So we're working on it a little bit, and hopefully we'll do some vocal lessons here shortly, but I'm kind of... I'm waiting for my tax return to come back because aforementioned... other things have been taking all of it away. We also had to sign a new lease, and like all the down payments and first month and stuff on that was like pretty good chunk too. Like my housemate was really cool about like me paying that on my own time, but I was like, I'd rather just kind of get it done, and got it done. But vocal lessons might have to wait a little bit before, you know, we'll see. Yeah, we're so set, but I'm just getting used to being comfortable with this stuff. It's weird. We're all growing and learning. It's our first time here. Yeah, definitely check out more Invernus stuff. Wow, I'm just like derailing like crazy. The number one, never mind. See? Okay. But yeah, check out Hours. I think that's a really good one. Skeleton is really, really good too, featuring Nev. Skeleton is probably like one of the better like melodic trap songs I've ever heard. I think it's really, really great. So check that one out for sure if you like this guy. Oh boy, let's see. It's 10:35. Maybe we can play the new Tynan. It's pretty fun and it's kind of a bop. It's a house track. It's called Toll House. I love when Tynan goes house. He doesn't do it often, but when he does, he usually kills it. He's got Digged, he's got 505, and he's got one more that I can't remember the name of right now, but the cover art is like white with a splash of gray on it, I believe. We will find it and bring it up after this. But this is off of his new EP called Idiot Personified. I love it. The cover art looks great. Tynan has super like leaned into this idea of like, at first he made like crazy, just like rippers, like crazy, crazy. Some of the most intense, like robotic sounds, you know, like crazy tech rave music. And now he's just making like really weird stuff, like really like crazy, like he calls it just like annoying music, quite frankly. Like way back to like back to when dubstep was coming out and everyone is like, yeah, we're just making like annoying music for fun, and now they're like kind of not doing it just for fun anymore. I mean, it is for fun, but like he is just fully sending it. He's like, I don't care if anyone listens to this music other than me. I just like making these sounds and putting them together. So some of it can get all over the place, but I've always really appreciated his like just authenticity, I think. It's fun, and his creative process is just sick. Like watching the stuff that comes out from Tynan is like, sometimes it's hit or miss, you know, but when it's a hit, it's crazy cool because he's going outside the box all the time. This is a house track, so it probably isn't going to be like too far out of the box, but I was bopping to it today. This came out May 3rd, so pretty recent. And also congrats to Tynan. He just got like married a little bit ago. I saw a post on his Instagram of like their 1 month or 2 month kind of like recap and honeymoon pics and stuff. Very, very cute. And shout out to his newlywed for a lifelong, hopefully lifelong, a relationship, listening to the most annoying music you've ever heard for the rest of your life. Let's go. Anyway, here is Toll House by Tynan. Oh yeah. We'll be right back. That's a groove. I dig it. I also love the that. It's very similar to Soki's Bring It Back, as well as Apriska's Push It. So that would maybe be kind of a fun little mix. I remember I tried to mix those two tracks together at one point, but maybe we can throw this one into the mix and get a little funky with it. Definitely check out the rest of that EP if you like. It's real short. There's only two other tracks. That being said, they are not like that one. They are a lot more erratic. Let's see. We can play a little bit of Weep Wop, which is one of them, just so you get a little taste of other Tynan. What a weirdo, right? Okay, no, anyway, I like it. I think it's stuff's really cool. I think still one of, like, some of my favorite tracks for, like, how heavy they go or how interesting they are kind of all trace back to Tynan at some point. Like, I think if you ever told me to, like, make a list of, like, my top five songs of, like, you know, heaviest songs or songs that do really cool things or songs that have, like, a killer respace in it or something, like, Tynan might never take first in any of those, but he's probably on, like, a lot of the lists. He's very cool, very diverse, gets all kinds of sounds and stuff. Very, very nice. Check it out. I think one of my favorites is Osiris. It's a collab with Heritage, I believe. Let me double check that before I slander online. Does this count as online? Can someone confirm? Is radio online or on? I mean, it's on air, right? Because we are sending it through the airwaves, but most people are streaming it, which would be online. But is online even online anymore? Because we don't use a line, we use a satellite, right? Could someone confirm, chat? Okay, sorry, I've been thinking a lot about, like, all kinds of really weird things lately. Like, for instance, Ryan's gonna appreciate this one. Hey, Ryan, remember the whole, like, dipstick thing when, like, I'm going to expose him for a little bit, but it's okay because I'm going to expose myself. So this will be a little tit for tat there. We were fixing his car and he puts his dipstick into the thing and pulls it out. And then he's like, oh, my God, like, it's called a dipstick because you dip the stick in. And I was like, yes, Ryan, congratulations. Today, Mr. Musical Genius over here. Okay, I'm not. But, like, I like music, I don't know, fan, play by ear is like like it's you're playing the instrument without knowing, like, that you're just tuning it by ear, you're just, like, playing it on the whim. I never attributed it to music, never in my entire life. I was always like, yeah, we will play it by ear, which is just, like, a phrase. I don't think I ever tried to think about the contextual information surrounding it, which is really weird because that is extremely uncharacteristic of me. I think I often find all of the contextual information I can. So that was a weird one. But yeah, I was just, like, boarding the shuttle today and thought to myself, I texted someone, yeah, we can play it by ear. And I thought, oh my God, like, I get it. It was the Danny DeVito meme, like, zoom in on his face. I get it now. Play it by ear. Anyway, I'm sorry. Tynan, Osiris, it is a collab with Heritage. Oh, Tynan just changed his cover art on a certain streaming platform that I will not promote on the air. Like, since today, I think, because I was listening to him a lot just today, and it's different now, and it looks hype. It looks real good. Look at Tynan. Go off, bestie. Okay, we have a little bit of time left. Also, my housemate said, Diego, sometimes every once in a while you just release this or unleash this, and it's like a picture of, like, the sad crying panda from, like, those, like, Chinese memes, and, like, I don't really know what that means. If it means that I'm letting my own sadness out, yes we are. If it's you relate and you're crying, good, cry, weep, even be weepy, not sleepy or eepy, be weepy. Okay, sorry, I'm looking for, like, PSAs. But yeah, dude, like, you gotta let go of everything. You gotta be like, a little angry, you gotta be a little sad, you gotta be a little happy. It's all about balance or something. Wow, this one is just a dog that says, make it stop. That doesn't make any sense. I found the public transit PSA too. Let's do dried fruit. This is crazy. It's a bunch of terrifying fruit that says, eat me. Looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, oh, I remember this. Bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugar, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Is this really educational? I guess so. I'm talking about music in really cool ways all the time, right? Right? Gotta be. Speaking of music in really cool ways all the time, iFeature, this album that I want to talk about, he programmed like a plugin for his DAW so that he could get a music effect that he wanted in his sound that like wasn't provided in the DAW, or like that he couldn't figure out how to get working on the DAW. So instead of like, for people who don't know, a DAW is like where you make music. It's a digital audio workshop. So all recordings and stuff happens in that. And so he just like made a plugin for it, 'cause he's like, I want to do this to my sound. Like, I know what I want to do. Like, I know what I want to make it sound like and how to express that, like, mathematically or programmatically or whatever, but I can't seem to, like, get it with the enabled, or, like, with all the features that I have currently or have purchased or all the other plugins or whatever. So he's like, you know what, I'm just gonna make one. And he released it, and, like, you can buy the software from his Patreon, and he released it around the same time as his album, which I think is really cool. I think some artists are kind of diving into this a little bit more. Over the weekend, I did like a remix competition for Paper Skies. Paper Skies has done some collabs with like Lemonade, and he's a really known, I probably for like his collab with Slyleaf. I think it's called Comet or maybe Meteor, some space thing. But he made Chroma, which is like the number one like music plugin right now. I think Serum is still kind of like the big synth name. Simplant is probably the big like AI one, like the big AI plugin. And then Chroma is known for like just bringing out all of these like resonant features out of like any sound. So you get a lot of this like color bassy stuff that's coming through in like Chime and Temanite, and not really as much Temanite anymore, honestly, but like Chime and Skybreak and let's see, who else can I think of, like Daya and some Chompo stuff too. So it's a really powerful plugin, and like people have been using it and just tossing it on like hi-hats, and it will like make these things that usually just sound like sound just full of life. Like, it's really cool. I did not have enough time to finish the remix, so sad. I just like submitted it. I kind of had like a spiral this weekend, but like we're chilling. We're so fine. We're like, yeah, it's so good. That sounds like so unconvincing to be like, I had a spiral, but we're so fine. It wasn't like a real spiral. It was more like I was just very busy, and then I only would like come back and have like an hour to like maybe work on music or not, and then I just didn't. And then when I had like 8 hours continuously to do it right before the deadline, I just like did it all then. No, that's not true. I put a solid 6 hours in on Saturday too, I guess. I don't know. I just ran out of time and also probably spiraled on Monday. But I'm still got my fingers crossed that I'm going to win. There was only 200 submissions, so like percentage wise there's a chance, right? No, definitely not winning. I think Ascension was in it, and like I've been listening to some of his stuff, and he's like really good. But Software is super sick. Was also really fun to do this remix competition for a little bit. A little imposed deadline is kind of nice. And all of this is to say that he also made Chroma and makes music, and I like that these artists are kind of trying to not only curate their own sound but literally like create it and then provide like the resources that they have or have created to make their sound as well. So like, you know, you hear Crank Dat, and like if you have been listening to a lot of EDM, like you can tell when a Crank Dat song is a Crank Dat song because of the tempo of the riser and the like sirens that he has and everything, and how hard that snare hits every time, you know, and that a riser that kind of goes like do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do, you know, you know the one. You maybe don't, but like people curate their sound and really try to like define themselves with a style, and people who are like making programs that don't exist yet to like force that style into existence and then give it to people is really cool. I think that is a super sick way to explore the medium and a great way to tackle this kind of like fear of the AI, you know, music machine that is really popular right now, where you can just give it a prompt and it gives you like a fully fleshed out song. It's probably going to be really bad for the industry because there's tons of people who just listen to music and don't know artists or titles or anything, which is fine. Music is music, you know, just listen to it, but support the artists and stuff too, kind of thing. And a lot of artists are really afraid of this technology and what it's going to do to the like music market. But this is a cool way to kind of get away from that. Anyway, both iFeature and Paper Skies have done that. I don't know how we got here. I'm just like rambling. I should never be allowed a mic and free time ever. Anyway, since I read about fruits, what if we listened to a little bit of Apple Shampoo? Yes, that is correct. Apple Shampoo. I went to go see Twerp this weekend. Really fun band. They are just like so absurd. Like they just lean into the absurdity, which is something I'm really appreciating in these past like year, probably my whole life. I've been absurd my whole life, let's be real. But this year I'm just really digging into this whole like you can be absurd and still like kind of deep in understanding of things at the same time and just like rolling with the punches kind of thing is not like a tolerant or dismissive behavior as much as it is like, dude, the more you look into things, the less everything makes sense. So maybe just kind of lean into it a little bit. And Nelward was one of the openers, and he is similarly absurd. I've been really digging some of his music. We'll probably play another track by him after, but he played this live and it was just such a bop. I don't know why or how. It is a goofy song. The lyrics are just about Apple Shampoo, and then like randomly in the middle, he's like, when I've got like no one or anything, I can always go back to the nostalgic feeling of Apple Shampoo. It's great. It's like pretty frequently in his tracks, he's got like the whole overtone is like super absurd, but if you look into it, it's like really kind of like, oh dang, like he's actually kind of spitting here. He's got a track called Ghost where he says, I don't believe in animals, milk comes from trees, as like a follow-up to like, well, if you don't believe in animals, where does milk come from? And then he goes like not even two lines later, like I'm just an animal, a sea anemone or something like that, and it's like he doesn't believe in himself because he doesn't believe in animals and he is an animal, but he's also like the least capable animal of all time. And he also makes like a reference to like not believing in ghosts, but is a ghost kind of thing. So these subtle, like, I don't believe in myself things and the trouble that comes with that. But the song itself is like absurd if you don't like look into it. So I kind of like these kind of puzzle songs almost that kind of force you to like think really hard about it if you want to, or if you don't want to listen to some Apple Shampoo. Yeah, I don't know, I'm just rambling at this point. Apple Shampoo's a bop, let's get into it. I'm gonna be dancing. Oh yeah.
To eat my eggs and
Yeah, so really just leaning into the absurdism on that one. Some of the lines I want to point out that I think are really fun are, don't make a fuss about my loop, I'm trim and tidy just like you. I think that is in reference directly to the shampoo. And there's also familiar smell like classic tunes. Nelward pretty frequently does this thing where he's like, he'll say something that doesn't, I guess it's absurdism. It doesn't make any sense. Like, how does a show have a smell kind of thing? Very similarly, if you don't believe in animals, where does milk come from kind of thing? But the first bar, these are not bars, but the first stanza is really kind of good, dude. He's like, I gotta get some groceries to eat my eggs and toast and take off my dirty clothes and then wash my hair with apple shampoo. And it's like, I don't know if you've ever been in a spiral before, but this is what it's like. He's like, I gotta charge my batteries to get you in my phone, to get you in my zone, get some groceries, eat my eggs and toast, take off dirty clothes and wash my hair. It's like all these like really simple things, like, well, I should eat, but to eat, I have to go and get the food. And like, I don't want to do that. Or like, I need to talk to people, but to do that, I need to charge my phone. And it's like all the way over there. And it's like this insane amount of like, what is it called? Executive lack of function or whatever. Executive function, dysfunction, maybe. Executive dysfunction? Is that it? Where you like, a behavior is something that disrupts person's ability to manage their own thoughts, emotions, and actions. Not exactly the word I'm looking for. Maybe it's just depression. But like, sorry, I'm super comfortable talking about these things. If you aren't, I apologize. I trigger warnings and all of that jazz. But I do think people need to be much more open about their mental health stuff, because we have put way too many labels on things that we don't understand yet. And like, it just doesn't fit very well into the age of reason. And I think it would be so much better if we were just so interdependent on each other to talk about brains in general. Like, people just need to start talking more, please. But in the meantime, I'll yap for everyone. I'll yap on all behalves about Nelward and his apple shampoo, for sure. He has another song called Nice to Meet You, I'm Digging a Hole. Really good. Music video is also kind of banger, so definitely check that one out if you liked it. Okay, there's 9 seconds left of this interval of the hour, so really quickly, this has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and